The likes, the comments, the text messages, new videos to watch. Every spare second is an opportunity to be stimulated. This online world, unless navigated properly, can get really dangerous and ultimately unhealthy. But right now, it's more important than ever to maintain our authenticity, mental well-being, and personal connections in an era that is dominated by digital interactions. This is where it gets dangerous. The reward system in our brain is consistently firing. We're addicted to it. The average person is spending 6.5 hours online every single day. You are activating the brain's reward center, which is releasing the feel-good chemical called dopamine. And you can lose relationships over this. You can lose your business over this. Treat it like a drug addiction. It could be a very slippery slope. If you don't have that ultimate purpose, you're just going to get lost in this world of just being a robot, essentially. Just, you literally become like a lifeless human. Just identifying what your purpose is will give you the ability and willingness to focus on what you need to do every day to fulfill this purpose. This in itself will give you a strong hit of dopamine. I'm gonna get into something that is very relatable, I would say, in the day and age we live in with the whole online world and navigating this online world and the side effects that come with this online world, such as anxiety, depression, and all these things, because you can get really lost in the sauce if you don't know how to navigate the digital world and online era and social media properly. So it's very important to understand this and to have some sort of a outline of how to properly regain your power back, because it's so easy just to get lost in scrolling and like this wormhole and this is, before you know it, 5 hours is gone. What did you do? It absolutely obliterates your productivity. So the average person spending 6.5 hours online every single day, and I feel like they're just going to get greater and greater. And what it does is, by going on social media or YouTube or TikTok, you are activating the brain's reward center, which is releasing the feel-good chemical called dopamine. And dopamine is linked to pleasurable activities such as sex, food, social interaction. The platforms are designed to be addictive, right? And this isn't good, because this can lead to and is associated with anxiety, depression, maybe even physical ailments, right? So right now, it's more important than ever to maintain our authenticity, mental well-being, and personal connections in an era that is dominated by digital interactions. So I want to outline dopamine first. Dopamine is that feel-good chemical you get after pleasant experiences, including eating amazing food, having sex, winning a game, earning money. And it can also happen after you drink alcohol, you do drugs, right? In addiction, you continue to drink, use drugs to get that feeling again. Same with social media, where you have to just see what's going on Instagram, check your DMs, check your likes, check your comments. It's an addiction. Looking at your phone. Notifications are designed to trigger that addiction. Like, oh, my phone vibrated. I have to see what it is, right? So it's a part of the brain's reward system. That's what dopamine is. And it's very important to understand dopamine, because back, if you go back to our primitive days, dopamine was designed for humans to be our reward system when it came to the ultimate goal of a human, which was reproduction. And that's sex, or going out and getting food and then eating what you just harvested releases dopamine, reward system. Now we get it every single second of the day. It's actually insane, and it's not healthy. So this is where it gets dangerous. We're in 2024 now. The woolly mammoth is expected to be cloned and brought back to this earth by 2028. Neuralink was implanted in the first human brain, and information is more accessible than ever, faster than ever. So we're in this world where our reward system in our brain is consistently firing. We're addicted to it, and it's just not healthy. So the likes, the comments, the text messages, new videos to watch, every spare second is an opportunity to be stimulated. Entering the TikTok rabbit hole, scrolling Instagram, swiping through Tinder, could be online gambling, porn, shopping. This online world, unless navigated properly, can get really dangerous and ultimately unhealthy. So today, what I'm going to do is I'm going to help you uncover something way more powerful than all these triggers, all these things online, something that will actually release so much dopamine naturally in your brain consistently. And that one thing is called purpose. And it's so important to have clarity and purpose in your life, because if you don't, you have nothing to center back to. You have nothing to come back to or to refocus into. If you don't have that ultimate purpose, you're just going to get lost in this world of just being a robot, essentially, just getting lost in your social media and scrolling, and it's you literally become like a lifeless human, just right? So I'm going to share something with me. Part of the interruption here. If you're a real estate investor out there or interested in real estate, I'm introducing to you Lendlord. Lendlord is a one-stop shop deal analyzer for all you real estate investors out there. If you're looking to run the performance of a rental property, a flip, calculate cash on cash, cash flow, even what your annual appreciation looks like, Lendlord is the perfect tool to crunch all your numbers. You can even upload your entire real estate portfolio into Lendlord and compare different performances and analyses just through this app alone. So if you guys are interested in real estate as a whole and want to step up your investment game to a whole new level using this beautiful tool, click the link in our description. It's a free registration process. And if you want to go premium, enjoy 40% off thanks to our partnership with Lendlord and Price to Sell. Let's get back to the episode. The past couple of years, a lot of good things have been happening. You know, a lot of things have come my way, a lot of opportunities. I've been growing. But with the opportunities, especially the fact that there were multiple coming out of every corner imaginable, I did something that actually killed my momentum, and I said yes to everything. So, you know, comparing it to the likes and the comments and all these things, like I got all this potential dopamine stimulus thrown at me, and like opportunity, this. I said yes to so much things, and then I lost my track. I lost my own center. I lost my own clarity. And ultimately these things crippled my growth and set me back. And it's a learning curve. Like, you don't realize it in the moment as you're going through it, but looking back, it's like, holy shit, I wasted a lot of time, because you just get so sidetracked. And it's the same thing with the online world and the internet. There's a million opinions on one thing, like diet, as an example, fitness, like eat meat, don't eat meat, do this. You guys get what I'm saying, but there's just so much overload. So it's more important than ever to come back to what's most important to you. And doing so and having a strong purpose will help you stay centered and focused and away from the noise. So reducing distractions isn't just about reclaiming time. It's about creating space for what truly matters. So how do you find your purpose? Here is some tactical information I can give you guys on how to find your purpose. Dedicate 30 minutes to an hour and write this stuff down, okay? I want you guys to envision what your ideal life looks like. What does it look like? What are you passionate about? Now, can you make this happen in your current path? Does it align with what you're currently doing in your life, or does it not align? This is very important to understand, right? Maybe you're full of anxiety every day because you're not in your alignment, or maybe you're happy as hell because you are in alignment, right? That's up for you to decide. But understanding what your ideal life looks like and your passions will bring a form of excitement back into your life if you can incorporate that stuff into your life in a day-to-day basis. If not, maybe figure out a way how to, right? Maybe you like art, maybe you like playing piano. Little things like this is what can give you that passion back, help you find your purpose, and help you realign when you're very distracted. The goalpost is also always moving, and that's okay. Your purpose is always going to change as you grow as well. So this is something to also understand. You guys are growing every single day as individuals. You're learning new things every single day. You're uncovering yourself more and more. You're learning more about yourself and what you like, what's more important, what's not. And your purpose will also adjust as you go. So just understand that. Don't think that, you know, whatever your purpose is today is going to be your ultimate. I think the most important thing is to just come to the understanding of what you want your future life to look like that ultimate goal, and then kind of build towards that. How you build, how you go about it throughout your day, throughout your weeks, your months, your years, it'll change, you know, as you learn new things, you'll adjust, you'll pivot, but you should have that ultimate goal and purpose. I think it's truly important to understand that clarity for yourself. Identifying what your purpose is will give you the ability and willingness to focus on what you need to do every day to fulfill this purpose. This in itself will give you a strong hit of dopamine. Once you understand what that is in your life, for me, it's my real estate business. Very passionate about building that out right now, about creating this machine and, you know, getting, hitting next levels. And it's exciting. And I enjoy taking the time out of my day and putting my phone away and building it, right? Because that's my purpose. And ultimately, what that'll do for me and my family in the future is, and my friends and the closest people around me, it's a lot of amazing things, and that's what my future life will look like, right? Not necessarily like, oh, I need this house or this car. It's more so the lifestyle I want to live, where I want to be, the flexibility, the freedom, all these things in my life that are important to me. This is why I'm building all my business the way I am right now. And it excites the shit out of me. So that in itself is like my dopamine hit, you know? Yeah, I'm big on social media. I'm always posting, and that's part of my business. But I try not to get too carried away in the likes and the comments and what's working, what's not. I used to be like that, and it's very unhealthy. But I've recently just stopped caring. And I know that that's part of my business is the posting of social media. So it still aligns with my purpose. So I do it. And it helps the overall entity that I'm trying to build to help me get to this future life. So when I do get sidetracked and I end up in a TikTok rabbit hole on about aliens for 3 hours, I know to just be like, oh, shit, I'm in it. I'm in this whole dopamine hit right now. Let me put my phone away. Let me detox from this and go back to building out what's important to me. And that is the business. So I'm going to share with you guys some powerful practices that you can do on day to day to slowly start easing away from this little machine here and regaining your power back. So first thing you need to do is have an incredible relationship with yourself. This is huge. If you're feeling overworked and burnt out, go for a walk with yourself. Spend some time with yourself. Sit with yourself. Having that relationship with yourself is incredibly important. Leave your phone inside. Soak in the sun. Stare at the water. Stare at the birds. Just bring in those happy feelings. Encourage that in your life without needing this to bring any form of happiness. Make sure your environment is conducive to productivity, to create your space. For me, I have an amazing home office. I have plants in there. I have photos. I have like cool lights, and you know, I'll light a candle here and there. Like that space helps me. It brings excitement in itself. You know, if your environment isn't working for you, change it, repaint, do something. You know, you want that all will help you. And again, bring more excitement into doing what you want to do. If you have zero excitement around you and nothing is exciting you to want to build what you want to build, then think about that for a second. You know, make some changes, because that's likely what you need. Another cool way to dial in on what you need to and what's important for you without having to go online and get hits from social media, wake up extra early. So nothing distracts me more than my actual business and its operation on a day-to-day. But I have no choice. I need to work on my business. I need to work in my business. That's what I do to make money. So but what I can do is get up extra early before all of that noise starts. Because, yeah, I'm going to be on phone calls all day. Yeah, this is going to happen. I got to put out fires. I got to do this. I got to do this. Got to do this. But what if I wake up an extra 2 hours in the morning to allow myself to work on my actual business, the stuff I don't have time to do during the day, whether that's building out systems, whether that's building out ideas, looking to hire, strategies. All of this stuff can be done in the morning, and I found that's been helping me a lot lately. I've been way more productive by waking up, let's say, 5 a.m. and working from 5:30 to 7:30 before I go to the gym. No distractions, get a lot of shit done, and that stuff compounds over time, right? And it feels so good. You actually feel so good about yourself, especially if it aligns with your purpose. Prime example, Alex Hormozi. I talk about him all the time. I watch him literally every night. It's part of my routine now. His passion, although he's built $100 million businesses and net worth, his passion is writing and mastering that, right? So he wakes up early and writes for 4 to 6 hours every day before anything. He's already done 2 books and he's on his third. And that helps him get into his flow. That's his passion. That's what he likes to do. Then he gets into his meetings and all that as day to day. But that time of writing, that 4 to 6 hours of writing, is super sacred for him. And it's not like he's just writing a poem to his wife. He's writing books on his already existing passions to then sell to his target market. And that aligns with his future life of, I'm going to imagine he wants to be in making the billions of dollars. He can eventually get there, especially at the rate that guy's going. That's a really good example. I love using him as an example. Dan Coe. I just started listening to this guy recently. He has a podcast called The Co-Cast, and he's the author of The Art of Focus. And he only works 4 hours a day. He wakes up extremely early, and his work days are only 4 hours. And what he's able to get done in these 4 hours is a completely time-blocked time and hours is substantial because he's shutting out the noise. He's not checking his Instagram, not scrolling. Like, he might do that during the day or whatever, but like, those 4 hours are sacred to him because he's time blocking. And he's able to get all of his stuff done in that 4 hours and then just enjoy the rest of his day. Throughout his day, he goes for multiple walks without a phone, without any technology. On those walks, he's able to encourage creativity, bring in ideas that he can keep applying to his vision and his goals. And if you're consistently in the mix with the online world and social media and all these things, it's hard to do that, you know? If I share from a personal perspective, and I've only been doing this recently because I ain't no saint. I'm still very much addicted to this thing, especially because a lot of my business lives on here. So I'm trying to be very aware of this and apply a lot of these strategies, and I have been. And I could tell you that going for walks, especially even if it's cold, whatever, leaving your phone at home, going for walks, and just like being in your own thoughts with everything, like interesting things start to come in, you know, because you're creating that space for yourself. You're not creating space when you're a robot and glued to your phone, just scrolling and reading all the shit that's going on in the world. Like, that's not going to do anything for you. That's not, if anything, that's going to do worse things for you. But just taking that time and just going for a walk, just staring at random things, looking at everything that's around you, you'd be surprised at the insights you get that align with that goal of yours. So I would definitely encourage all of you to do that. And do that, because guys, this shit can be really bad. And you can lose relationships over this. You can lose your business over this. You can get into some, treat it like a drug addiction, you know. It could be a very slippery slope. So the faster you can get ahead of this stuff, the better. And I hope I summed this up pretty nicely for you guys. I do want to leave it off with one last piece of advice that's been relevant for me, is meet yourself at your current skill level. So another side effect of currently consistently looking at people online and these success stories and all this, you might get ahead of yourself in like, shit, I'm 30 years old and this guy's got $10 million and he's earning $100 million a month. Why aren't I there? Right? And you might start to create something that's just not at your skill level. So think of a chart, and there's a line that moves through that chart on an angle. That's your baseline. That's where you are. That's your skill level, and that's your flow. Anything above that, if you're trying to reach for it, you're just going to be anxious because you can't. You're not at the skill level. Anything below that, you're going to be bored because now you're below your skill level and you can do more. So the sweet spot is staying in that skill level. Once you understand what that is, just hone in on that. Don't try and do too much. You just might not be there yet, and it's okay. Don't look at other people online and see where they're at and get anxious because you want to be there. Just really hone in on your craft and where you are at in your skill level, and meet yourself there. And whatever that is, double down on it, because eventually that skill level will improve. And then, you know what, if you're really good at it and you laser in and you focus, you'll eventually get to where those people are. Just by default, it's going to happen. So that's pretty much it, guys. That's my this is my little solo tangent for the week. I think it's very relatable, and I hope you guys can resonate with it. I think it's more important than ever that we do things on a day-to-day basis to remove ourselves from this chaotic online world that we're seeing. It's only going to get worse, in my opinion. I think we need to establish and really focus on personal connections again. Good connections, having good conversations, you know, join groups of people that you align with, masterminds, spend time with yourself. All of these things are very important, more than ever right now, because it's very easy to get lost in the online world. So hope you guys enjoyed. if you have any questions or comments on this and you want to have a chat about it, I'm always down. Shoot me a DM. Let me know your thoughts on this episode. And if this helped you, if it helped you, it might help someone else. So please send this to your friends and family. Share these. Don't forget to like, subscribe. Forgot to mention that in the beginning. That's most important. Keeps us afloat over here. And send me some suggestions, guys, if you want any topics you want me to cover. I'm all ears. I mean, anything that you guys think I could benefit in explaining to you. Again, send me a DM, email us, wherever. Just hit us up. And until then, we will see you guys on the next one. Peace.